The international community, especially from the African region, are apparently getting so fed up, and the leadership in Africa is also getting agitated and worried that it is not able to discipline or at least, cause compliance on the part of one of its recalcitrant leaders. So the issue here is that I think the resolution is that Mr. Gbagbo is going to be told once again that, look, this is the decision of the African Union. This is the position of the international community about this election. No matter what irregularities and abnormalities you might be thinking that have been committed, you don't have, the public opinion perspective. So what's rational is you leave so that we have peace in Ivory Coast. So the fundamental issue I want to make very clear here is that there is nothing spectacularly new that is going to be part of that message.
We are told by analysts, Professor, that this is a last window of opportunity to give Mr. Gbagbo an honorable exit.
That's precisely what I'm saying. The issue is that the union again is trying to tell to give Mr. Gbagbo the opportunity to agree to diplomatic and peaceful means of resolving the crisis in Ivory Coast. He has been turning deaf ear into all the calls, into all the agitations. And it appears that the deployment of military capability, the limited force, can only begin when the international community is shown all the necessary avenues that this man has been given the chance to respond in a civilized and democratic manner, and he has failed to. So it has become difficult to begin to force compliance on the part of African leaders who still want to deploy the old methodology of sitting tight in office.
Professor, the international community, that includes the African Union and the West Africa community, they have said that Mr. Ouattara is the winner of the election. But let's assume Mr. Ouattara takes over. What kind of a president will he be? Wouldn't he be a very weak president then?
When Ouattara becomes the president, the fundamental of thing that he is going to be facing is the issue of also trying to reconcile, trying to reconstruct, and trying to rehabilitate those who have been the victims and affected by this very long crisis of leadership in Ivory Coast since the fall of President Félix Houphouet-Boigny.
So is it possible, Professor, that the crisis in Cote d'Ivoire, we could see the exit of Mr. Gbagbo, say, by March?
I don't have any doubt about that. I know it's just a matter of grandstanding. He will be doing it because perhaps it serves him well. It serves him right at this material time. But what I do know very sincerely is that it's just a matter of time. He will leave with the way and manner in which he's going to leave is what I can precisely say. But I see him getting out of the government house in Abidjan as soon as possible.